Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
Chef Bernard Bennett has definitely taken the Lowcountry by storm since he opened his restaurant Ocon in Old Town Bluffton last year. Now, what started out as a food truck has become a very busy restaurant, and that's really helped put him on the culinary map. He was nominated for a prestigious James Beard Award before he opened his restaurant. That is a feat that's almost unheard of. He also appeared on the Food Network's show Chopped, and he's in our studio today to talk about what's next. Let's listen. How did you get into cooking and being a chef and all the things that you're doing?
So I got into cooking. I have always known that I was going to cook. Like from very young, and this because my mom taught me and my brother how to cook, and she became bedridden. Like, I don't know, I was probably 12 when she became bedridden, and I had to cook. And so seeing, you know, the smiles on her face when things were tasted good. It wasn't always when things tasted good. It was just, you know, it just lit up my day. I knew that, you know, this is what I had to do. And so ever since then, things in life just really just had me on that track. Me and my brother were part of a program called Big Brother, Big Sister.
Oh, well.
And the lady that ran that in Michigan, she loved me and my brother. And so she would, like, take us on separate things. And she took us to a Yankees-Tigers game. My very first sporting event was Yankees-Tigers. We got to go in the field, meet Derek Jeter's, the whole thing.
Amazing.
But then after that, I met the first influential person, which was her husband, who was executive chef of Battle Creek Country Club. And so, you know, little things like that, you know, and then taking like home ec in high school, and then I got done with a lot of my credits in high school early. So I took VOED, vocational education,
sure,
for culinary. So I was on culinary team that way. And then when I went to go to college, Steve was the guy's name, the executive chef of Battery Country Club. He's like, hey, my friend is the executive chef of Kent Country Club in Grand Rapids, Michigan. So you should go work for him. And so I went, and another influential person in my life. So it just, all these things were like, no, you just got to cook.
So I know that you spent quite a lot of time in Chicago.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us about that and what brought you to the Lowcountry.
So I was born in Chicago, but 6 years old, we moved to Michigan and then grew up in Michigan. And then my mom passed in 2004. So after going to college, I graduated and literally was sitting on the couch, and I saw a commercial for the art institutes in Chicago. And I was like, I got to honor my mom. I got to go back to our home and, you know, get it done. So 2009, literally, I saw that commercial. 2 weeks later, I had an apartment, was enrolled in culinary school, had a job, and moved to Chicago.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was that like? How was the Culinary Institute?
It was great. It was really, really hands-on, really great time. I had already, you know, started cooking because I worked at, like I just said, with Mike at Kent Country Club. I worked there for 4 years through college. So I had already really, you know, had my bones, but culinary school was, you know, so I could get more money later in life. Like, hey, I have this, you know, culinary degree. And then there was other basics that you needed to learn, you know, to really prepare you for life. So that was fantastic. You know,
yeah, what, tell us a little bit, now that you're in the Lowcountry, what's the influence behind Ocon? That's your restaurant,
mm-hmm,
on Calhoun Street. Has not been open for a full year yet, has it?
No. At the end of June, we'll be open.
Right, right. Lots of curiosity about it. It looks really cool. I've had the pleasure of dining there. It was a great experience.
Thank you.
I highly recommend anybody who goes to Ocon, and I really recommend everybody go to Ocon.
I do as well.
One of the One of the funniest things I like to do with chefs is just say, bring me what you think I need to have.
Right.
Just bring me what you think I need to have, because it's such a great menu. And, right. You know, so what a great experience it was. Tell us a little bit about the influence behind Okan. Why this restaurant? Why now?
So the influence behind Okan for me, I think as an African-American, a lot of different cultures, history is told through food. There's a big, a wide range that's told through food. And I don't think our history is being depicted correctly. You know, soul food is great. There's no downing soul food at all. But that's not necessarily our history. That's what people had here and what they had to make, you know, and what it turned out to be.
You've gone a little further back, haven't you?
Yeah. So I've gone back to try to trace our roots from West Africa during the slave trade. So from West Africa through the Caribbean to the Low Country, there's a big part of our history that's in the Caribbean. You know, people don't know that a lot of the enslaved people didn't even make it to the Americas. They, you know, ended up in the Caribbean or, you know, died along the route. You know, so it's a lot of our history is all touched through there. Dominican, Haitian, Trinidad, you know, a lot of these different cultures, Trini, a lot of these different cultures are influenced by African culture.
And do you love what you're doing? You love?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I can do it all day and not think twice.
Now, you were selected as an Emerging Chef nominee mm-hmm. to the James Beard Awards in 2023 before Okan even opened as a restaurant. I'll never forget, Bernard, the day I saw that. And I'm relatively kind of, I've been here for a lot of years
for sure.
Who's here. And I remember picking up the phone and going, who's the Bernard guy? Where did he come from?
Right.
You know, that's like this mystery chef. And then before you had a restaurant.
Yeah.
I don't think people know how rare that is. What was that like? Do you remember what getting that call was like?
Yeah, because there was no call. I literally, the day it was announced, I woke up to like 100 text, like, congratulations, this is so cool. And I'm like, I
have no idea what you're talking about. I have
no idea what's going on. And I honestly thought it was a joke, because the first post was like, I want to say Eat Carolinas on Instagram were the first people to like say something, congratulations to Okan. And I just thought it was a joke, because I was like, in no way, what have we done to, you know, get, you know, attention from James Beard. But at some point, somebody came and either had the food truck or had food from one of our pop-ups that we did. And I mean, it was, you know, James Beard is a committee that I definitely want recognition from. You know, there's like Michelin or there's James Beard. James Beard more aligns with my thought process of helping the community and making an impact on the culinary world. And to be recognized from them was a dream come true.
It is amazing. We've taken Low Country chefs up to the James Beard House before in the past to cook, and it's a really big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
That recognition, it's among chefs. It's sort of the Oscars of what you do. That's
absolutely,
for sure.
Absolutely.
And things have sort of taken off since then. I know that you also were. Tell us a little bit about your experience on a little show called Chopped.
Oh yeah, Chopped was excellent. It is as you see it. Like the stress, the time limit, there's nothing extra. There's no TV magic. It is chefs, here's your box. You have to, you know, take a couple looks at the box so they can get the angles right. But you step back, they move the basket, you step forward, time starts now.
Wow.
And there's no getting ready for it. You gotta go.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. And it was a great time. You know, obviously I didn't win, but it was a fantastic opportunity, and I will absolutely do it again. What they didn't show you, like in the first round, is they showed you my dish, but my dish was basically a 10-minute dish because it wasn't what I was going to do. But I figured out midway through that the ovens were crap and there was no fan. And so what I was trying to do, I had to scrap it and make a whole new dish.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so it worked. I mean, it worked out. You know, the quote was master class in curry. in 10 minutes. I got that. So it was a great opportunity and a great showcase to myself that, you know.
Is it a friendly competition? Do you get along with the other chefs that are there?
Yeah. Me and the other chefs, we talk every so often. I mean, everybody is doing their thing. And, you know, to even get selected to be on there is, you know, a dream. There's millions of chefs in this country. And I was one of the people that were selected. So I'm happy about it.
Yeah, you're so humble. Yeah. You really are, Bernard, and all that you've accomplished and what you do. What do you think, you know, with the South Carolina restaurant, what do you think is so special about South Carolina cuisine, especially the Low Country? What have you found? I know it's different from what you're doing at Ocon in some ways, but what do you think is the most interesting thing or special about Low Country cuisine?
Well, what I think is special is there's a lot of history here, you know, and fresh seafood. You can go down to the May River and once the tide is low, they're out there getting the oysters, and it's very magical in a sense. And my job is, yes, the cuisine that I'm doing isn't Low Country, but there are ties, because that's where the Low Country comes from, right? There are ties to it. My job is to highlight these special ingredients here in Low Country and really elevate them the best I can. And I wish and hope that more restaurants in the area do the same. You know, everything doesn't need to be fried. Things can be as their natural selves, and the taste is amazing. You know, South Carolina oysters are like really, really great, really clean, very delicious. You know, the cluster oysters are, you know, they're roasted, they're eaten raw. Either way it goes, they're fantastic.
So I think they're so distinctive too.
They're very distinctive.
There's almost a sweetness to them. Yeah. There's just something that's a little bit different from that. What Absolutely. Do you think is next for you and for Ocon?
I would like to think that we will have a successful year this year. And I hope that, you know, we're able to open another place, not necessarily here in Bluffton, or, you know, maybe Savannah, maybe Charleston, maybe Greenville. You know, we would like to expand for sure and tell our story. But if not, just continue to make great food and really be the best.
Yeah, we always like to ask chefs when we talk to them, what's your comfort food, Bernard? What's your comfort food? What's your dish you're going to make after a long day, or your midnight snack? What's yours going to be?
So every chef will tell you, or maybe they won't because they're scared, but I will tell you, every chef eats ramen noodles. I love ramen noodles. I will go home, grab me a couple packs. I won't use the seasoning packet because I like to season my own and create the flavor. But ramen noodles as a base is my go-to food.
It's your
for
go-to.
Sure.
Oh,
for
wow.
Sure.
Wow. Well, Bernard, thank you for joining us. And I'm here to tell you, I think Mom would be proud.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. The podcast continues to grow, and never miss an episode of our 5 Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.